on Christmas, but...
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
2023 Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Tim Slecker, Johnny Lupinacci, actually Evan is in the waiting room and waiting for you to be led and just sent me a text. It is Busted Pencils Tuesday night, January 3rd, 2023. Again, Happy New Year, everybody. Before we start the show, though, remind you to call in if you want, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. That's the number to call in. And, you know, kind of hinting at last week, we did a end of the 2022. What were the most important issues that, you know, not that we thought, but we covered, and Johnny and I kind of threw out there. We had some discussion, a little bit of back and forth here and there, but mostly agreement because, you know, we typically tend to have some sense of the world that seems to be at least on the same type of wavelength. Johnny Lupinacci, Happy New Year to you, brother. How are you, man?
Good. Happy New Year, Tim. You know, it wouldn't be Tuesday if I didn't have some kind of technological difficulty. So I'm getting things booted up here, but it's good to see you in 2023.
Yeah, man, here it is. You know, speaking of, you know, small talk and meaning nothing, I don't know about you. You know, you're out in the state of Washington. I'm in the state of Ohio. The show is produced and aired out of Madison, Wisconsin. Today was 71 degrees.
Unbelievable. Today.
You know, on January 3rd, dude, 71 degrees, not in Florida, in Ohio.
Unbelievable, Tim. I mean, I was just reading today, too, about the state of California adopting environmental literacy standards into their state curriculum. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the same time, I was hearing from folks over in the Midwest about these January temperatures, and it's just unreal. You know, climate change is a real thing, and it's going to be an interesting topic of education discussion. You know, for this year and for the future coming years. So
will, yeah, it, be surely
biggest? Will it be the biggest?
Know. Is it going to be the biggest?
I don't know.
Nice segue, Johnny Lupinacci. But that is our topic today, 2023. Happy New Year. What do Johnny and Tim think will be the biggest issue in education in 2023?
It probably, Johnny, should be climate change, but you know what? Like, it's not, it didn't make my top slot.
No, it didn't.
Here we are talking about January 3rd, 70 degrees, you know, yeah, over by you. So
in Ohio, not in Florida. You know, before we get to our prognostication, as they call it, 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, you're always welcome to tell us what you think the most important issue in education for 2023 will be. He said Johnny and I kind of threw out there a little bit of climate change. However, it did not make either of our top lists. Nope. Lots of issues out there. And, you know, we did a little pre-show discussion. A lot of the pre-show discussion was, okay, wait, don't say that because you don't want to lose that until you get on the air tonight. And, you know, I kind of held that back. But, you know, Johnny, when we think about the biggest, you know, the most important, the most influential, as we saw 2023 ending last, you know, or 2022 ending, you know, we kind of closed with, here's what we thought were the most important issues that we not just covered, but were there. And I was thinking, you know, well, how do you then follow that up with a show about what's most important as we move into the new year? And some people will go, well, aren't some of those stories from the past still going to be occurring? They're not done. Yeah. And in fact, I would say that, I don't know, maybe I will turn it into a little bit of a contest. Can anybody out there think or call in fact, and say, Tim, I know exactly what you think the biggest issue in 2023 will be. It is, 844-967-2789, or if you think you know what Johnny's.
Yeah, they might land on both of them. You know, it's probably not too hard to predict if they've listened to our show what we may think, you know, the most pressing or prominent issue in education in 2023 will be.
And as you said, though, too, John, it's not that it's what I think it will be. You know, some people would say, hey, climate change, as you guys pointed, or as you know, you two were just talking about. Well, how in the world is that not, you know, the biggest issue? Well, it's like, you know what? That is a huge issue. And people are like, well, education. And Johnny, you just talked about, you know, huge. Environmental teaching standards. There they are. You know, this is the other people when people call, you know, say, it's like, how do you have an hour talk show about education? How do you have topics to cover? And it's like, how do we not have an education talk show that isn't on a daily basis talking about these things? As you just said, climate change, what's that have to do with education? Well, guess what? You know, hopefully we lay the seeds to help you as a young learner as you move on to some form of middle school and then high school, as you develop deep learning as a cultural citizen, as a participant in world events, that you have some sense of understanding the climate, you know, education. And so when you hear about the debate, not truly a debate, but the debate around climate change, you, if you were an educated educator who talks education like we do on the show every week, you would know, well, wait a minute. It's not a debate we're talking about. The debate is really between the discussion as to who has the political power to say what can and cannot be taught in our schools today, right? So the issue of climate change, it's like, how does climate change fit into an education talk show? That's how it fits in, because we're talking about curriculum, and the curriculum that's in place in public schools, my goodness, how is it that we're not talking about that every single day? 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. So Johnny, I don't know what yours is. You don't know what mine is.
No, it's a big secret.
It's a big secret. You know, it's the big reveal. So 2023 will be the year of the teacher apprenticeship. Looking at, and in fact, this will be the year of a solution to the teacher shortage. This will be a year talking about, not griping about the teacher exodus, not talking about the lack of teaching. This is going to be the year where we talk about a solution. And for me, that solution is looking at some form of a pathway that has a career teaching apprenticeship, as we talked about in the show in 2022. You know, I said it was one of the top stories of 2022. When I think about what is going to be the most important topic in 2023, for me, it's still around the teaching shortage, but it's no longer talking about, and in fact saying, here's the teaching shortage, what are we going to do? It's about recognizing there is a very strong, legitimate, powerful solution that incorporates career pathways, that incorporates grow your own populations of students, that brings in deep residential experience-based education, that puts students on a pathway for a job as a teacher in their school district. I mean, come on, how could that not be? You know, and people are like, Tim, you are always the one complaining. I'm not complaining, John. Maybe that's my New Year's resolution.
No, I love it, man. This is incredibly optimistic coming from you, Tim. I love this part of the new year, the new series of the show, Tim's optimism.
Optimism right there. So, you know, there it is.
I like it.
One. You know, because like I said, and this keeps some of mine in there because I recognize that the problem that we've, you know, and we, not just last year, but what, my goodness, for the last 3 years, we've been talking about, particularly since you and I got together at the COVID start, the idea of teacher demoralization, the feeling what it's like to be a teacher, the leaving of current teachers in the classroom, the early retirement of teachers that are doing it, the quitting in their 5th to 10th year of teaching, the students who no longer say, no, I don't see a future in teaching, the enrollment in teacher education, those all those issues, they were problems. But this year, the discussion is not going to be about naming and describing those problems. It is going to be about leveraging solutions. And for me, that solution is a form of what's called the teacher apprenticeship, as our friends in Tennessee, Austin Peay State University, helped us realize earlier in the year. That's what I'm thinking it is, Johnny. We're coming up on the 2 minutes. Did I look like I surprised you there?
You did, man. I didn't see that one coming, although I love it. And I think it's an incredible build on some of the seeds planted right by the teacher apprenticeship program. We had guests on the show last year. We talked about it in the recap. It was a huge moment to realize the possibilities of community partnerships between higher education, local school districts, current teachers, and people in the community. You said residential knowledge, mm-hmm. right? People in the community who recognize the calling they have to be a teacher, right? And have a pathway towards being that person in their community. I think it's brilliant. As we heard in the show last year, it takes a whole lot of humility, a whole lot of ingenuity, and a whole lot of getting together to figure out how we're going to make it work, right? And so I hope, Tim, I love it, because I hope it ignites around the country, you know, in local ways. It'll be different everywhere,
right?
But in local ways, that we start to see these strong partnerships forged between teacher education programs, local school districts, and current teachers, so that these folks in our community who are called to be teachers get a great opportunity to become those people.
Yeah, and think about that, right, Johnny? The way you talked about that, I mean, it's because it's not a simple solution. You know, it's not just a prescribed automatic, here's the deal, here's what we do. It's talking about the ingenuity of community, of partnership, of residential, of the cultural knowledge of the places where these shortages are actually happening. So there it is, prognostication from Tim, Educated Educators Talking Education, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, 844-967-2789. When we get back, Johnny Lupinacci's prognostication, and I will take a little bit of a guessing game on my own. It is Busted Pencils. Give us a call when we get back from the break, right in a second or so. Educated Educators Talking Education. The number is 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Happy New Year episode 2023. Last week, Johnny and I kind of broke down 2022, what we thought was the most important stories. This week, we are prognosticating what is going to be the biggest issue in education for 2023. We ask this, and we're going to give you our prognostications. But if you have one, give us a call, 844-967-2789, if you think it's different. If you want to guess, and yeah, I already revealed mine. So anybody who calls in and guesses, hey, Tim, I know what yours is. Sorry, I already revealed it, so you don't get the prize. Although, yeah. If you weren't listening and you just happen to call in right now and you want to, we'll give you an opportunity. I guess, John, can we take their word for it, Johnny, that they hadn't heard the first part of the show?
Yeah, we'd just call in and tell us what you thought we were going to say.
Yeah.
How close to it were you?
Right.
Tim, I wouldn't have called in and guessed that from you.
A quick reminder. So my prognostication is that it will be that I will not be complaining about the teacher shortage. I will be celebrating and talking about the success of the teacher apprenticeship and thus a solution to the teaching shortage that will rip across different areas, different populations. It will take different forms, different shapes, but that we will see the collaboration of partnership between K-12, between educator preparation programs at higher ed, and the local towns and communities and where these places are coming together to say we can solve the teaching shortage problem. And again, I don't even like the teaching shortage as an issue. This is a way to really put together high quality teacher education. That was mine. I surprised you, Johnny. Okay, Johnny, you're well, in. Give us a little roll.
I'm going to call an audible, but okay. I like this sense of optimism. So I'm going to roll with this and I'm going to call it audible.
Okay.
And I'm going to share kind of, I thought one of the things I thought might be in my top. I already kind of hinted at that climate change, you know, a real close attention to, you know, environmental awareness in the curriculum and things. So I didn't have that in my top, but I'm gonna call audible and I'll come back to ones I thought were pretty close to things I think would be pretty big issues. I'm gonna call audible and I'm gonna roll with your optimism.
Okay.
And I'm gonna set some groundwork for 2024 because we're gonna do this again next year.
And nice. I hope
that we have, you know, seen tremendous headway on the teacher shortage. And I put up some scare quotes there for our radio folks. This being a radio show, you benefit from not having to see Tim or I, right?
That's a huge benefit.
But you just get to hear us. So you don't get to see the scare quotes when we throw them up. But, you know, I hope that we have seen headway on the teacher shortage, scare quotes up there. But I also prognosticating for 2023, setting groundwork for 2024. I think that we have kept democracy in this country on life support. It's coming out of critical condition. This is the largest social uprising of all of our lifetimes, right? But politically in this country, you know, democracy has been on in the ICU, right? And I feel like actually there is some movement to some stability. And so in 2023, I'm going to ride with your optimism. And not only will we see some headway on the so-called teacher shortage, but we're going to see teachers running for offices in the 2024 election. We're going to see teachers step up with a political voice locally and nationally. We're going to see teachers and education on the forefront of one of the most important elections of all of our lifetimes. So in 2023, we don't have that big election that we're going to have in 2024. But my prognostication is that we are going to hear collectively that teachers have had enough and that education will be a major issue and that they will have a voice in it. And so I'm going to back up because the less optimistic prediction for this year that I had is that we are going to be sifting through a mountain of assaults on educators around this idea of woke education, around this idea of, you know, too much social justice or too much attention to diversity and inclusion or social emotional learning. We saw the precursors to this in attempts, you know, to create scare around critical race theory. We saw some buildup around this, the political discourse around learning loss. And my prognostication for 2023 is that teachers have had enough and they're going to speak out to this. And I think they're going to have to, because I think the mounting attack on a healthy democratic education under the guise of so-called woke teachers, you know, social justice or soft skills taking up space in our schools. I'm throwing up lots of scare quotes.
I'd say
can't see us. But my prognostication is that teacher voice is going to come to the forefront. We already have youth voice on this.
Yeah, we do.
We witnessed the largest social uprising of all of our lifetimes in this country, and it's led by young people. And the teachers are right there with those young people who are going to be saying, enough is enough. This is what's happening in our schools. This is what we mean when it comes to how important it is to have an anti-racist education, how important it is to have gender inclusion, how important it is to think about the diverse learners in our spaces and their needs beyond test scores. So we're going to run for offices because that's how it's going to change.
Oh, my goodness. I would not have thought that. I love the positive upbeat. Prognostication on Busted Pencils, fully led at Education Talk. Educated educators talking education. If you have a prognostication, give us a call after the break. 844-967-2789. When we get back, Tim and Johnny will now deconstruct Tim and Johnny. More after the news. There's a lot of undertow here on Busted Pencils, fully led at Education Talk. Educated educators talking education. The number is 844-967-2789. 2023, Happy New Year. The prognostications have begun. What is going to be the biggest issue in 2023 in education? Tim and Johnny prognosticating. They're both out there. I said, hey, teacher shortage, it is going to go away by looking at the teacher apprenticeship. So we will be the biggest story, according to me, I think, is going to be the fact that we are going to see real solutions for the teaching shortage, and we're going to see real teachers, real principals, real college teacher educators, real communities coming together to say, we know how to bring the best teachers to the kids, to the communities in our schools. And so I see that. Johnny, though, man, dropping a bomb, calling an audible, as you said, and saying teachers running for office in 2024, which would make 2023, in a sense, the year of a teacher reclamation, of finding their footing. And I gotta say, I've been stewing on that over the break, and I'm like, so I don't know, man. I'm not going to throw a flag at your prognostication, but I think the assault on teachers in schools just got started. I mean, now in one way, I would say it's been going on in earnest since, you know, 1983, Sputnik, whenever you want to say, right? There's been a war on some form of free public education ever since somebody decided to make it a reality, right? Because the idea of free in a capitalist society is a real problem. The idea of education free, that is, in fact, learning the realities in front of you, that, you know, my goodness, why would we give that to everybody? I see the assaults coming full bore. I mean, I saw Ron DeSantis, some quotes from his, you know, inauguration speech today from down there in Florida. And I mean, Florida is going full out anti-woke, anti. In fact, I see Florida as the assault on teachers. Now, Johnny, is it potentially you saying, and they're going too far?
Well, I think they're at the end of the rope, man. And okay, where I'm coming from is, and again, I told you I have some optimism around it, but I like this audible because while defense wins championships, offense gets you there. And I think it's time for teachers to go a bit on the offense. And I think the kinds of assaults on public education that teachers in Florida are enduring, that teachers around this country are dealing with, and the language given to, you know, the general public to attack schools for change. Change is coming. Change is here. Change is happening. Like I said, democracy is getting wheeled out of the ICU and it's getting into stable condition. I believe that. But I believe part of that pathway is going to be the lead up to the 2024 elections. And I think that teachers have had enough. And I think while teachers are on good defense, doing good teaching in their classrooms, you know, kind of staying out of that discourse and continuing to do good work, has only escalated the attacks, right? And so at this point, the play call, right? Why I called the audible, the play call from this sideline is, now let's run some offense and let's get brilliant teachers out there on the response and out there saying, no, This is what it requires for future generations of democratic citizenship. You know, it's nonpartisan. It is absolutely essential. It is a matter of national security. And so here is our voice on that, right? And it's and I think it's time to go on the offense. Defense wins championships, but you got to also put the ball in the end zone. And it's time for teachers to go for some pay dirt. And so I think that's what's going to happen in 2023 is we're going to start to hear from classrooms, from teachers, from educational leaders. It might be, let's stretch it out. It might be superintendents who go and take that step out there. It might be principals, but you know what? They're coming from a place of education. They're coming from a teacher perspective, and they're going to be loud about it and organizing in a way that they say, hey, we've seen the young people doing this for a few years now, leading the largest social uprising of all of our lifetimes, maybe even worldwide, right? From here. And so teachers who are with those young people day in and day out are being put in the corner aggressively at this point. And so I think they're going to come out swinging a bit. And that's what I'm saying. 2023, I'm going to do everything I can to help them. We're going to come out saying, you know what? We need change, and it's not going to happen by asking for it. So we're going to get into the conversation.
Well, that's where I put it out there. Now, teachers, you got the invitation. Call this show if you're thinking Johnny's right. And in fact, if he just lit a fire under you to get active and go on the offense again, great defense. It's been great defense. You've been teaching the kids well. You've been doing the best you can. You've been holding it together, keeping that, like, as you said, democracy while it's in intensive care. You've been giving it the care it needs to get through. How do we move it out, though? We got to get out of the defense. You got to get to the offense. That means, you know, in some way, shape, or form, maybe, Johnny, and this is, I don't know if it's a disagreement with you, but to say it is partisan necessary. And I say, when I say it's partisan, there is a political position taking here to say to get active than in the local, whether it's running for mayor, running for school board, running for state superintendent, running for state office, as long as you're not doing a, you know, what's his name, Santos type of approach in New York. You know, we don't want to see that. In fact, there's a good indication of maybe where education went wrong, that somebody could lie so pathetically and yet still get elected. But, you know, here it is. Here's the opportunity for you as a teacher. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. How can we help you? How can we help Johnny's prognostication, 2023, the year of teachers, educators, principals, as you said, Johnny, include them all, superintendents, those who have done an incredible amount of defense, particularly this past year, as you just said, around this, you know, being attacked for teaching minority children the stories, the history, the truth behind minority treatment in this country, being told that doing that is wrong, being told that if they engage in truth teaching, they could be fired. There's only so much defense you can do on that.
Yeah, Tim, and I'm with you on this. So when I said it's nonpartisan, I don't mean that it's apolitical.
Okay.
But I just believe that a quality education for all children is not being advocated for by either party right now. Okay. And so in the wake of that, and I'm also going to nudge that I think, you know, there are Republican folks out there who are saying, hold on, my party needs better representation. And you absolutely do. not to say that, you know, me being a Democrat, that my party is well represented all the time. Right. But, you know, I feel that a lot of my Republican constituents and, you know, friends, they say, you know, I don't agree with this leadership. And I believe that there's going to be a sort of rebrand and rebirth of that party. You know, history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes, and all signs point to, you know, that we're either headed towards a civil war and or, you know, a major shift, you know, in particular in the Republican Party. And so I think that's coming. But in the midst of that, I mean, it's deeply political for teachers who are in the trenches right now, being just beaten by the general public day in and day out. And it's not new, but it's heightened.
Yeah.
Right. And they're also being pressured from the other direction, from young people and families in the community who are saying enough is enough.
Yeah.
You know, this is the time. And so it is political, but it doesn't necessarily belong to one party. In fact, this ought to be the easiest nonpartisan issue on the table is that education for democracy, it is a matter of national security, and it's important. And I'll layer onto that, Tim, that when teachers are getting attacked for teaching historical truths, right, mm-hmm. for empowering young people, they're not only teaching to students in the classroom who may who are identified as minority students, right?
Right.
Teaching all students,
right,
to better make decisions together in a democracy. And so if it's a quality education, it's a quality education for every kid.
Right.
And that's really what we're all striving for in this country. It doesn't matter where your state lies on this.
Yeah.
It becomes a major issue. And teachers are at the forefront of that. They know what's happening in classrooms. They're highly qualified to be speaking to it. And they've been just outright so busy doing great work
mm-hmm.
that it's been hard to actualize that in a political arena. And our democracy, I believe our democracy depends on it at this moment. So every great teacher I talk to, you know, in 2023, you can bet I'm nudging. What can we do to help get your voice out there? And have you ever thought about, you know, running for school board? Have you ever thought about being a representative? Have you ever thought? Because I'll connect them to either party's organizers.
Absolutely.
And help them to actualize their public voice, right? And lift up education around this country.
Well, you think about it too. It's just like back to saying it's like public education is the bedrock of a democratic citizenship, a functioning democratic citizenship. You know, capitalist Americans may get a little bit pushy, but even there, you sit down and go at some point, right? Guess what? Even if you want capitalism to remain intact, even that has to have guardrails and rules. And, you know, if you want to have, and guess what? In inequitable capitalism, really, if you're one of those hardcore winners in that kind of game, you're eventually going to lose. Because, you know what? If everybody doesn't have some sense of victory, so, you know, maybe we're kind of making a little bit of a push there towards some kind of commonness ground, but man, oh, commonness, that's not even a word, but the, you know, a more common ground. But thinking about this education, public education, back to Thomas Jefferson, in fact, that white guy who owned slaves. Oh, my goodness, I just exposed some people to woke teaching and thinking right there. I'm sorry, it's busted pencils, but that's what we do here, educated educators who talk education. This idea, though, I really like, and I'm going to still say, though, because for me, the teacher apprenticeship, the teaching shortage, teachers taking control, community members, that is a form of political action too, because to yep. pull off the teacher apprenticeship pathway to teaching requires political activation, community involvement, doing the work that's required to live in a participatory democracy, because that is people getting together at the grassroots level, right at the local level, to say, we together can put this together. So right there, if you're involved in this, you're already involved. For those teachers out there going, Johnny, I hear you, but you're crazy, man. I can't get involved. You already are involved. You're already involved.
Or you're backed so far into a corner that, like so many teachers I talk to on a regular basis, are entertaining the idea of a different career. And this is where our two prognostications, Tim, come together to make a powerful push, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because we know that teacher demoralization is actually a real thing. And it's not like teachers are burnt out. It's not that teachers are tired of teaching.
Right.
You can only push someone so far until they make a decision to either change careers or shift their energies and attention. And so as we're bringing in a wave of educators, right, from your prognostication, Tim, like apprenticeship brings together pathways for people in the community called to education to become teachers. veteran teachers who are finding themselves in that moment of enough is enough. I can't really figure out in my heart of hearts how I can keep doing this, right? We want you to step up and make that change because we need you in a leadership position. We need you out there. So if you're a teacher listening and you're in that moment of like on the brink of demoralization because it's very real, then that's the person we're talking to. We got a pathway for new folks coming in and we got a pathway for folks in there to move to the forefront and be the voice that helps.
We have a pathway back after the break.
Woo!
Number 844-967-2789. It's Educated Educators Talking Education. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2023. Happy New Year. Fireworks, you name it. Man, we're talking prognostications right now. We've put out there the teacher apprenticeship, actually taking on the teacher shortage. Teachers getting active locally, nationally, getting their political skin in the game so that in 2024, you're going to see teachers holding office across the country. Boy, you put those two together, Johnny, we were saying it's like they both work with each other. The idea of having a teacher apprenticeship, a pathway from, you know, from your local community, you want to be a teacher there, coming together, you know, the political capital that needs to be built around putting together a partnership like that requires educators to be involved in putting this together. So anybody who's out there going, yeah, I kind of hear what Tim's talking about. Johnny's kind of out there wanting us to get involved. Hey, guess what? To make the teacher apprenticeship, to take on the teacher shortage, you got to get involved, man. So we put it out there. So there are two prognostications. Runner up though. Okay. We were talking about this. So what would be the potential? Dude, you were joking around about it last time, but I'm going to throw it out there. I'm thinking artificial intelligence, whether it's ChatGPT or whatever, some form. And the way I'll put this is not because I think it's going to take over writing class and all that stuff, but man, I see this as one of those simple solutions that ain't a solution to what you do when you don't have real teachers in the classroom. You put an artificial intelligence in front of a kid, in front of a computer, and you have the kid ask. It's like I could easily see politicians right now, and in fact, this is why we want Johnny's prognostication to come true, because we need smart, strong, educated politicians to come in and make decisions. Because right now I could see politicians going, you know what? We do not need to put any more money. In fact, this whole national raise teachers want and stuff, nonsense. Continue to cut their salary because we need them even less than we ever needed them in the past. Have you seen what artificial intelligence can do? We don't need teachers. And in fact, artificial intelligence, we can tell it not to be woke and they'll listen. Artificial intelligence, AI, you know, Siri with a little bit of ability to access a large language database, she won't go rogue on you, man. So I'm looking at this and going like, I don't think it's a curriculum and instructional issue. When I say I think it's going to be a big issue in 23, I see the idea of people imagining that it can do what it can't, which is somehow occupy the space that a real live flesh and blood teacher can do. I see that as a concern for 2023. That's where I was coming about for artificial intelligence, Johnny.
Well, yeah, I'm not building on that because, you know, we keep talking about it and it's going to come up even more. And I think it's going to be part of, you know, the discussion, especially part of the political discussion. As we head into the year. And here's what I think though, Tim, about it. I think that AI is another tool for learning. And I think this generation of teachers, especially as we bring in so many new teachers, and I don't mean new like young, I just mean people who are coming from diverse industries and backgrounds. I think AI is becoming more of a regular part of our lives. And And so my take on it, my like runner-up prognostication, is also affiliated with this AI discussion. It's that, you know, I don't think that technology is going to save us where we're at in terms of democracy. And you hit on it, because AI draws from some kind of database. And I think it backfires on the person or the group of people who believe that if you turn it over to AI, then it inoculates you from so-called wokeness.
Mm-hmm.
I beg to differ, because AI only knows what it's taught. Now, I know that it does some machine learning stuff in the background and things, but the fact that it does means it has access to so many diverse options.
Right.
And it also has the ability through programming to, and I'm going to, and here's where I'm going to come in big with this, to tap into some past shows. It has the ability to recognize the failure of giving too much weight to the false equivalency. So AI, I think, becomes a tool for people who are also saying, look, it's not wokeness. It's not a human being in the classroom that's a problem. It's actually the fact that diversity is a condition of living on which everything depends on. And so AI intelligence is going to dig and dig and keep saying, you know what? If these kids are on this track and learning, they need to know also these things. And here's the order of importance. And there's no ability to give equal airtime to the false equivalency. No programmer in the world is going to be signing off on an AI sort of machine learning tool that only gives this tiny little bit of a belief system, like, hey, say, you know, something like, we really want kids to learn more about how great white supremacy is. This is a false equivalency. This is an opinion that exists out there, but in a tiny, tiny numeric value, right? And so I kind of think if this is a year where machine learning or AI comes to the forefront in education, it backfires on the folks who are pushing it to the forefront, because there's no way to replace teachers. It may be a powerful tool to tap into for learning. And if so, my hot take is that it's going to help dissipate the attack on teachers.
Nice.
Into this is just the way the world is thinking.
Nice. I love that, man. Put it all together. It's like AI as a tool for saving democracy, with real teachers who have learned to be a teacher through the community, grow your own approach through a teacher apprenticeship, working with teachers who have politically gotten themselves activated. 2023, man, maybe it sounds like it's the year of democracy and education finally grabbing hold of everything that really matters. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Wait till we get back here next week. Looking forward to another show. See you next week. Busted Pencils out.
Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
We are Busted Pencils!